Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man, facing the final hours of his life on earth.
He gathered his closest friends, his disciples, together in the upper room of a private dwelling.
They shared the Passover meal, and he gave them final instructions. There was so much to tell them. There was so much to remember.
Night had fallen. The celebration was ending. Jesus knew that his enemies were finally catching up with him and were plotting his death.
But he knew that this was all part of the plan. He wanted to be alone and talk to his Father. So he went out to the garden called Gethsemane. There, in grief and in fear, he knelt and wept and prayed.
Father, my soul is in agony. I do not want to go through the pain I know is waiting for me. My flesh wants no part of it.
But Father, he said, I know you have sent me here for a purpose, that I become you among men. I was sent in hopes that all men would see me and then see you.
Yet they are so blind, Father, so blinded by their own short-sighted expectations and selfish desires, that they still cannot see you.
Finally, he prayed, Father, I love them so much that I will fulfill your purpose. I will surrender my flesh to you on their behalf. I will die for them.
He was despised and rejected.
Man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
He took up our infirmities. He carried our sorrows.
He was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities.
But his punishment would be our peace.
And his wounds would make us whole.